29. The Can-Can. Hi, Tina. I watched a great documentary yesterday, all about the history of the Can-Can.
I watched it too. It was fabulous. I love the special costumes they wear.
Yes, me too. But what I didn't realize is that it started as a dance for the working classes. I thought that only rich people could afford to go to watch shows.
I think it's a dance that everyone can enjoy, men as well as women, rich and poor.
From the 1840s to the 1860s, even men danced the can-can.
Really? That would be a funny sight. I can't imagine men doing the can-can.
Me too. Did you know the word can-can actually means scandal?
Well, I guess the dance is pretty scandalous.
Have you seen the movie Moulin Rouge? That's where the can-can was invented, in the club.
Yes, I think the documentary said it was invented there in the 1830s.
But by the mid-19th century, it was incredibly popular, so people started to incorporate it into other stage shows.
There was also a famous artist, Henri Toulouse-Lautrec. He painted some wonderful can-can-themed pictures.
Yes, he made lithographs, too. I saw some in the gallery near the park. They were extremely beautiful.
It was so popular, everyone wanted to see it. Everywhere, in every type of show. I've only ever seen it on television, but I'd love to go to a show, too.
Maybe we can find a theater here that has can-can shows. I look in the newspaper for a number to call.
Good idea. I think can-can music is also very special, very recognizable. Maybe we can buy a CD of it.
The most well-known can-can composer was Jacques Offenbach. Have you heard of him?
Not before I watched the documentary, no. But if he is so well-known, it should be easy to find his music.
I found something. It says here that the Cabaret Club has can-can nights on the first Tuesday of every month.
Let me see. Next Tuesday is the first Tuesday of this month. Do you fancy going?
Definitely.
Thank you.